All right. I don't want to be in the line.
You hold that.
Not that. Thanks, bud.
Lord Jesus, we thank you just for being present in our meetings, Lord. We don't take that for granted. And so I want to ask that just as in a moment that our lenses have been cleared, I want to ask that what you've put upon Henry to share with us this morning, that he would do so, that you would anoint him to be able to carry the word across. And Father, that you would speak through him and that we would receive. We love you, Lord. And have your way. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. And welcome to my team. I thought they might be coming to get me. So that's why they sent so many. Well, if they, yeah, it's just like. All right. They can't. Okay. So now I've been planted. So it's okay. I'm rooted. I'm rooted. So this week has been a week where I've struggled to find just what do you want to say, God? What do you want to really do? I mean, it's such a special time. And I mean, I have a sense that it's something really, really, really precious and special about this time, this season. It's almost, it feels like there's too much. Too much going on, but in it all, I felt there's something of a bigger picture that sometimes we can miss, because sometimes we just get into detail, but we forget the bigger picture. What is the bigger picture? What is God wanting to do? And there's a wonderful way that we try and measure to some degree. And those of you that are in leadership, you'll probably be familiar with the words. The ABC, the abide, belong, and contribute. And contribute just by definition is not just about money. It's about our lives that we contribute, our giving of our lives, our poured out life before the Lord. But before I get into the heart of the message, the book of Acts is just one of those living words. You touch it and it's just like, this is on fire. There's something going on. And I think I long for a Book of Acts kind of stuff. It just works. You know, you think about it. I think it would terrify me if 3,000 people just walked through the door now and gave their lives to Jesus. But it would be such a wonderful feeling just to know that the Lord is among us and working among us. The whole purpose of the church is that the church be the church. And I really believe that God is really addressing that. But I just wanted to quickly, and it's not bottom-up preach, but I just wanted to give it to you. The day of Pentecost came, and they were all together. Isn't that a wonderful word? And they were all together. And if you go into the original Greek words around this particular portion of Scripture, it actually means, and they were all together. It says, and all together in one place in our English Bibles, but it's all together, together. Now, I don't know how together, together that sounds to you, but there's something about it. There's something about that unity, that bindingness of this. And I know that's not even a good English word, but anyway, bindingness, it's a good word. It works. It puts things together and keeps things together. You need the bindingness in your life. And suddenly, they were all together, together, and suddenly. And that's God. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit came. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And you can go on and read the portion of Scripture there, and it's beautiful. Just to see, like I say, everywhere you touch in the book of Acts, it's just like, come on, God, let's have some of that. Come on, God, let's come of that. And then you turn over Acts and Romans and Corinthians and Ephesians and all the things about the church, and it's so wonderful. It's just, I wish I could actually just open them all up and just like, okay, let's go through this step by step, day by day, word by word, and just see what God is doing and what God wants to do in our midst. We can literally take the whole of the New Testament and just unfold it before us. was the sort of the heart of what God is doing in our lives. So the word that I want us to focus on this morning is the word belong. Belong. Abide, belong, contribute, belong. And I think sometimes it can be an easy word that we use it in our everyday language. You know, this woman belongs to me. You know, that's my wife, yeah. She belongs to me. Woo. Yeah. And these guys belong to me, even though they're not here in this congregation. So anyway, you had a word from the Lord this morning to say, maybe you need to think about it. Why are you not in this congregation? I came, so I mean, come on. Let's stir it up a little and bring it here. But I just wanted to, bless you guys, because where's Sherman? Where are you sitting, my bro? Sherman as well, yeah. There at the back, the man at the back. Okay. Taking up the back, and these guys up in the front, they're all part of an eldership team. And in a moment or two, I'm going to invite them to come and just share a little bit and just share in the word. There's not just, you know, it's our heart. It's just really about the passion of this whole thing. And it's so exciting to have you guys within. So much of what you have planted into my life and shared in my life, just in the times that we have been in Durbanville, it's been amazing. And my heart has been enriched by belonging. So when I look at these men, I don't see these men and these ladies, I don't want to say women, it just sounds so common, eh? These women, just like, I like to call them my girls, anyway, I do. And I don't get into trouble because they know and understand perfectly what I say. But you're special and you really blessed me, you know, and I feel that I belong. You know, as I see you, I belong. And it's not just belong to Asia Fontaine, it belongs to something bigger than a lot more around us. So we look at the word belong. The word belong, if you look at the definition, the word belong, it speaks of a membership, and it's kind of like a shallow end of it. It speaks of an ownership. This belongs to me. It's mine. I have it. I belong. It belongs to me. It speaks of identity. I can identify. If I'm in a body like this, I'm identified by it. You know, when people look and when people come in here, I belong to the church in Edifontaine. I belong to this body of believers. I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. It gives me identity. I can speak about something and I know it means something. It's not just a shallow expression of belong. It is a meaningful identity. It is about something that's in a location. I belong to Asia Fontaine, the church in Asia Fontaine. It's like in a place. And we can go on, and there's an emotional sense and acceptance. And I think probably the biggest reality of the word belong dwells in the realm of the emotions, a sense of acceptance, a sense of security, a sense of comfort and relationship. And of course, ultimately, it gives you a sense of purpose. I don't belong here just because it sounds like a nice thing to do. You know, fill in a form, sign on the form. What religion are you, or what church do you belong to, whatever, and you write that down just as a name, but it gives purpose behind it. So when we speak about Joshua generation, it's not just about the name, it is about a purpose that we live for. So it's a big word, and I want us to get into it. So let me just give you the scripture, and I'm compelled to read the scripture to you again. I know we've said it over the last couple of weeks, a couple of times already, in Acts 2:42. They devoted themselves. You want to put that up? There we go. They devoted themselves. They devoted themselves. They devoted themselves. That is the contribution part. They devoted themselves. It was something that they contributed because they belonged. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. It doesn't always have to be around the apostles. Just this week, and I don't want to look in that direction, a miracle I don't want to steal anything of their testimony for this couple and their family. A miracle. Something that you wouldn't even think could possibly happen, but it happened. Miracle among us. Awe and wonder. And all who believed, verse 44, and all who believed were together. Notice the words that the scripture uses. The Holy Spirit uses words that are so binding and so strong. There's just like a pull on these words. They're not just words. He's brought us together and had all things in common. There's something about that that also speaks about belonging, that what is yours is mine. I don't want to talk about the fridge. My fridge is empty. Thanks, Sherman, family. Just kidding. It was lovely to have them. They came and stayed with us. They had a netball match with their kiddies down the road in Longyearbyen, so they raided Longyearbyen as well. But anyway, it was good to have you guys. Really a blessing. And they had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all that had need. And day by day, attending the temple together, again, the word together, and breaking bread in their homes. You could add the word together. They received their food together with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added. And the Lord added. And that's really the heart of the word belong. The Lord added. And it's not just a mathematical word. It's not just a word that we use in mathematics, although it is used in mathematics. But when the Lord adds, there's something more to it. I gave you a little definition about a week or two ago. Can I give it to you again? Yeah. Just about the mathematics. You look up the word mathematics. Sometimes you have to go to the dictionary to find out what the Bible is really saying. And here's the mathematics, that's the definition of mathematics. It is the science and the study of quality. So think about belonging to something that has quality. Quality, structure, space, and change. And the whole reason of mathematics is to establish the truth. Sure. To establish a truth by rigorous deductions. And maybe we don't like that word, the rigorous deductions. But it's the adding. There's a rigorousness about that. There's something about that that gives us a sense of belonging. So in a moment or so, I'm going to invite my brothers and Tanika as well. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, and your good hubby, where he is, looking after the little one somewhere, maybe in the kids' church too. Alf, and good to have them, and thank you for being with us this morning. Such a privilege just to have our hearts reaffirmed in our worship. It's just beautiful. And so, Callista, you stole my reading this morning, Ephesians 2:19. So let me just read it for them again before we get into it. You're allowed to do these things if you are being led by the Lord, eh? You suddenly find things, okay, well, that happened, okay, just bottom up, preach, fine. There we go, but it's good. So these are moments that we enjoy in the Lord. And here it is, Ephesians 2, verse 19. So then you are no longer strangers. Isn't that the whole sense of belonging? You're no longer strangers. These guys are not strangers. And there are other faces that have come along with Bobby or Samuel by his proper name. Yeah, do you want to be called Samuel? Where are you, Samuel? He's right over there, Samuel. He came with his anointing all this morning. He's going to anoint a king. I don't know who it is, but anyway. We don't have to know you by name, but it's to belong to that. We're no longer aliens, strangers and aliens, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on and in to the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. And we sang of him this morning, and may he always be the cornerstone. May he always be the central point of our belonging. Our belonging is around Jesus, nothing else and nothing less. Jesus is the one. And it goes on, in whom the whole structure, again, words of building togetherness, building belonging into our very lives, and the whole structure being joined together. Goodness me, how many more words do we need to use to make this sound like we are together, 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 together? That we are bonded together, that we are actually beholding something beautiful called belong. I belong. When God adds, he adds like adds. If you read further in some of the scriptures in the book of Acts, he speaks of growing. And growth is something more than just a dynamic. It is something that expands inside of us. And I have a sense of it. And even this morning, as these people were prayed in into ministries and service, there's a growing, there's a something of an expansion in our hearts. It's almost like God is preparing for something more, that he's putting more foundation, he's putting more structure in place, he's putting more things that mean something in terms of our being together. But let me finish that scripture, and it grows, joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, and in him you are also being built together. Again, the words, my goodness, built together into a dwelling place. What? Why are we being built together? Why do we belong? Quite simply this, a dwelling place for God by His Spirit. A dwelling place for God. So among us this morning, God, I could stop there. God, among us, dwelling among us, in our being together, in our belonging, in our being built up. God, among us, by His Spirit. One of the favorite scriptures that we use in church and often use, God sets the lonely into families, Psalm 68, sets the lonely into families. But here's one more scripture, and then I'm going to invite my friends to come and just share what they felt in their hearts. And I love this. I love this scripture. It's about something that God chooses to own. And this is what he says in Isaiah 43. But now says the Lord that we enjoy in this temple, he who created you, O Jacob, or people in Azerfontein, he who formed you, fear not, I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine. Afrikaans version of that. Any of you speak Afrikaans here this morning? Some of you do. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, the Afrikaans version of that. Ek het jou by jou naam geroep. Jy is myn. Doesn't that sound a little different to you or mine? Jy is myn. And that's kind of like a little fight that children have. Dismena. And the Hebrew context actually has that same essence of strength in that word. You are mine. You are mine. You belong to me. I am your God. And you are my people. You are my church. You are the ones that have been called out to represent Jacob, Israel, whoever they are called by name, by God, you have been called by name into this place to belong. We are doing this as church, not as just another series, but as something to invite you into a fellowship of saints, to invite you into the place that you can belong. And there's much more to this, I know. And we'll have opportunity. My friends, come talk to me. So this is Brian. That's Bernadette. You can stand with him too. You're coming. You're not coming. You can just sit there. You can come. It just looks good when we all stand together, together. Yeah. Brian, Bernadette, John, Liesl, Tanika. Yeah. All the way from the States, eh? Do you come from the States? Not anymore. You see, not anymore. You know, okay. Okay, we get it. And this is Sherman and Stacy. There's another Stacy around, so Stacy's a good. Okay, we have them. And they're three delightful children. They're not around you, not at the moment. They're in the kids' shirts, all right. And filling up the spaces. All right, I'm going to give the mic to you. Who's going to be saying? I asked them just to share a testimony. And if they could use the word belong somewhere in it. It will help my sermon, you know. All right, where do we start? Do you want to start, Tanika?
So just on us going to the States, we had a whole story of going there, but maybe just as he was speaking in my heart, I was just thinking of this testimony of provisions. Might sound like a prosperity testimony, but it's not. It's really of sacrifice. When we, Janneke was actually in our previous community, and she probably won't remember this, but before we went, we had a word that the Lord's going to provide a big house for us in the States, and that's always nice to get. But when we got there, it almost felt like Joseph, where he was walking to his promise, but it surely didn't look like that. And nothing went right. We had car trouble. We didn't have a house, which was amazing at the end. For those of you who know Steve and Lynn, they were in Durbanville AM and planted the Josh in Upstate with us. And we were able to stay in their homes for more than 4 months. So our story of belonging really started there, of really seeing the significance of belonging to one another and what that meant. They've shaped and helped shaped and molded us into the people we are today, because we really went over super unequipped. it's almost a story of the Lord equipped the called. And we really weren't at all equipped, and no one here would have sent us. But when we got there, we didn't have a house. I desperately wanted to live in my own space, and I didn't want anyone else to be in my space. I wasn't used to that, and here I am for 4 months living with these people, breaking bread with them, having communion with them speaking into our lives, seeing really the cracks of our marriages. Ulf, you wouldn't mind me sharing this, but was stuck in pornography, and all of those things came to light when we lived with these people that the Lord so orchestrated so beautifully. Eventually, 8 months later, we got into our small apartment, and we started the church as a in each other's homes, but the church wasn't launched. There wasn't like a tithing or financial setup yet for the church. And Ulf came to me the one morning and said that he really feels like we need to start tithing. And for us to tithe in the U.S., we would have gone into the red and not be able. I was like, where's this house that we're going to buy to host people in? So the purpose was to host people into this house and just do the whole belonging thing. But it really seemed like we're getting further and further away from this prophecy, and maybe it was just completely off. So he said, okay, Tineke, I really feel like we should start tithing. And to be completely transparent, I grew up in the Dutch Reformed Church, and my parents aren't saved. So I've never tithed in my whole life up until that point. So, and here he wants to come tithe $600 a month that I really thought, yo, we could save this. It was our savings. We're going to come back to South Africa without anything to show for it. Any case, long story short, he started tithing a week a few days later, I got a dream of one of the people in the church. There was someone on an operating table, and it was myself and Ulf and him, and he had the equipment to save this person, and I was telling him, please, please give it, you have it. Please give it to us. And I thought he had to confess maybe or something, bring something in the light. And as soon as I shared that word with him, a few days later, they took us out for dinner. And they were at a point where they were selling their house. But the Lord told them to bless someone in the church with 10%, like their tithing of what they got for the house. But they kept that amount with them to be able to, they haven't gotten their second house yet, so they needed some sort of appraisal. I still not up, clued up with the terminology, but the appraisal didn't go through, and we were very confused because we really did with them pray for this house and thought that the Lord provided the second house, but they were staying with their grandparents, and they're just struggling to get into this house. And when they took us out for dinner, and I'll say the amount here, but they gave us roughly around 500,000 rand in terms of rand in cash, like this. So I almost cupped them just there. But I was, and I really didn't want to take it because I don't know, it's just abnormal. But what was so beautiful is the next day the appraisal went through for their house and they could immediately move in. And it was kind of just the Lord telling them, no, do this in faith, give it to them in faith. And at that moment, the Americans in general are very generous, but just in terms of that, I felt I belonged in those, I'm bringing this to a belonging ending now, but we really did belong to one another, and we got so many financial blessings, because you wouldn't think it, but it was really a financial cost to go and live there, but it was just amazing if you stay surrendered to the Lord, in this family. And I almost want to just encourage, because it's something that I think in our South African community, we are very poverty mindset, like we need to spare all our saints to a degree. And I want to also encourage you from their point of view, which they helped us with through the stories, be a blessing to others. Really, in that sense of belonging, we belong to one another. Don't go count all your chickens first. Like, ask the Lord if this is something you have to do to bless others, because He will provide in the household for everyone in the household. Amen.
So I'll keep mine short.
Sorry.
No, I didn't mean it like that at all. I don't have much to say. No, it wasn't intended like that. It was a moist worry.
Okay, thank you.
When I was reflecting on belonging, one thing that I feel very strongly about is that first and foremost, we must know like we belong to the Lord. And when you know like you know that you belong to the Lord, you give your heart very easily to a body. So if there are people here today that maybe are struggling to buy in to the belonging, I want to challenge you to go make right with God if there's an area where you feel you don't belong, because maybe that's holding you back. And the second thing I wanted to say is, when you belong in a family, there are certain things you just do because you're part of that family. Like, as a mother, I tell my children to do things in the house, and it's not for chore money. It's because you belong in this family. We all play our part and we do our bit. And you get a sense of belonging when you play your part like that. So I was very encouraged with your testimony this morning about cultivating the part that you're supposed to play. Because you get a sense of belonging when you're adding your sweet spot in the Lord. You come alive when you function in that.
Well said, love. Yeah, so I'm a foreigner, and I came here on holiday in 95 and moved here in 97 because this is a land of opportunity. This is a promised land. Came from California, And said, what are you doing coming here? We're trying to get over there. Anyway, but she saw the light too and came back. And I was in the world for many years and living after my own interests. And I eventually got saved after living in South Africa for 3 years. The Sunday I got saved, I met my wife 3 days later. And I went on a journey of being an outcast. I lost all my friends because I didn't do what they used to do. We didn't party anymore. We didn't do those things. I didn't talk like they did. I didn't swear anymore. And so I became a different person. So it's very uncomfortable to be in a relationship if somebody's just doing the opposite. And this lady befriended me, invited me for suppers, and her friend in the church. Yeah. She was a stalker. No. Yeah. And no, so I didn't know who I was. I gave my life to Jesus. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what it, like, am I going to be a priest now or what? Like, I'm all in. I'm giving myself to him and a king in his kingdom. I didn't know what it looks like on the other side, so I had to really relearn how to live. And I didn't know who I was, so my only family was Liesl and her friends, and I didn't have guy friends. And the community and the church just embraced me. They just included me. And I also just had this deep sense that I was a part of something bigger than myself. Like, God was going to do something in our generation. He was going to do something with the body of Christ on this earth that is significant. It's bigger than me building my own empire and running a business or whatever. I felt like I belonged to that great purpose that God had, as well as a family. And with business, I also traveled a lot around the world and goes back to the States and various places. And everywhere I went, I'd look for a church, or even if I go to Durban. Where's a church in Durban? And we got connected with other sister churches, and they just, they were your family. It was like there was instant love. There was no, like, history that needed to be built or trust that needed to be established. It was instant love, instant acceptance, and instant encouragement. And it's just so refreshing. You don't get that anywhere else in the world. The kingdom is the opposite of this world. The world is suspicious. Who are you? And I'm not going to give you my heart because I don't trust you, and all those things. And here we just have this instant freedom and instant access into people's hearts, and you just feel safe, and you belong to something wonderful. Yeah. That's enough.
Okay, I had to choose a few things to say, so I'm going to say one thing about my daughter and then another thing about me, and they really aren't very deep, but they are what I felt I should be sharing about. Our daughter is a qualified nurse and midwife, and she's doing her community service training in KZN. And every place she applied to serve at had a 412 Partnering Church in it. And she's based very rurally, but there's a 412 church where she stays. And she just arrived, and she'd already connected with these guys before she arrived. So they knew she was coming. They helped her find places to stay and whatever. And she belongs. They bring her dinners. They invite her over. They hold her accountable. And I know ComServe is difficult, but it would have been really difficult without belonging in this 412 community. And then about me, I really felt like I needed to share this story. I was at a birthday party for a friend in our congregation on Tuesday, and there were ladies there that aren't in our congregation but also know the Lord. And they knew this lady, my friend, from their children being in school together. So obviously after you introduce yourselves, the next question is, how do you know this lady? So I said, well, we're in church together. And I just felt the Holy Spirit say, no, it's not just that. And I said to this lady, I wish I'd had Uncle Henry's together, because that would have made more sense. But I said to her, we are in church together, but it's so much more than that. We belong with each other in a sense. You know, we are together. And I've just got the scripture I wanted to read.
Ephesians.
No, not Ephesians. It's actually Romans. Romans 12, 4-5. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and this is the part that I just wanted to convey to her. we all belong to each other. That's Romans 12. And that's just how it is. We are together, together.
Amen. Hey, guys. So I'll keep it short. No, you went long. So I, because of my business, I get to travel a fair amount, and I generally try and visit churches when I travel. And I've visited churches all over in Thailand, Scotland, America, all over the world. And you know, there's a sense of belonging when you walk in, like John mentioned. It's your family, but I really think there's a level of belonging. You're welcomed with open arms generally. I have walked into one church where it was a bit awkward, but other than that, it's been great. But just when I'm away and I'm with these people, it's wonderful to worship with them and we belong together. But I always miss my church, and it didn't always feel like that. I used to go to church and just go to church, and there was no real connection. And over time, as God worked with me, but also as I gave of myself, there was a sense of belonging. And the more I gave of myself, the greater that sense of belonging grew in me and grew with me. So, yeah, that's my belonging.
Let my wife speak first.
Sure. I'm going to try. Yeah, I think I'm just feeling really the weightiness of, I don't think we always understand the depth of what actually happens here. It's actually so supernatural, and just the power of God, and just listening to everyone, it's just like, wow, do we actually grasp this? And I was just reminded of, like 13 years ago, I grew up Anglican, anyway, long story, went to Mossel Bay Josh Jane, and the reason why I got to Mossel Bay Josh Jane is because I was doing my internship in biokinetics, and I had friends that I made through clients. They were like, my friends were 88 years old, 60 years old, 50 years old, and I had no interest in being outside of my comfort. I was comfortable, well, I was uncomfortable, but I didn't want to be stretched anymore because I was living for myself. And my 88-year-old friend, she just loved me, but she kept on inviting me to church. But more than that, she was telling me they're doing this and having this event and they're this, and all of them knew each other. And I'm like, why are you guys so busy? Like, you should be at home, like, doing reading or something. And I was just, as I think it was Henry that read the scripture, because for me to ask that question, it was Acts 2:42. They did everything together. They broke bread in their homes. They ate with gladness. They had generous hearts. They were talking about their belongings. And it was a spiritual thing, because I obviously didn't know it was this that was happening before me, but I asked the question, like, what is different about them? Why? And it was their togetherness that was different about them that made me go, why don't I look like that? And why are they so busy? Eventually, I said, okay, I will join and visit your church. And it was amazing. Obviously, the Lord done a work there. But it was actually through their love for one another that I saw that they loved God. Mm. And when I saw that, then I was like, I'm the odd one out. So there was and then obviously in Acts 2:42 it says, and they added to their number daily. And I realized the number was added because of their love for one another. I was added because of their love for one another. I was like, how can you love each other? People are weird. But you love each other, even when they are weird. And then they loved me. And I felt included. And I was like, this is different. And I think for me, my life was changed from that point on because of their love, their genuine love for one another. It wasn't easy. We all know when we love someone, it's hard. But they did it anyway. And that scripture that goes, they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to each other. And I saw that, and it testified so much, and it led me to see there's something greater. So, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I have a beautiful story to tell us, but anyway, sometime.
Yeah, and she married me. That's how she belongs.
Belong to each other. Guys, thank you so much. All right, let me just seal this off this morning with something that I really feel just to say to you. Firstly, a number of things that help us stay together. And one would definitely be the Lord Jesus. The other is His Holy Spirit. and it's a preach in itself, so I'm not going to go there. And then is to, the other one is to watch and pray, because there is an enemy that would love to destroy something that we have an experience and easily slip into a space. And the enemy in your camp is the worst enemy to have to deal with. So let us keep our hearts ready for the fight. John gave us a word this morning just to remind us that we already have the victory. We already have the victory. And we mustn't be shy of the fact that we have the victory in the Lord Jesus. All right. So there may be some of you this morning that are looking in. You're not members of the church, and membership is not just a piece of paper. Please take that out of your mind. It is something of a belonging. Membership is something of a belonging, something that you can put your heart to, something that you can give your heart to, that you can spend your life in. And it's a worthy cause. It's one of the things that are actually eternal. It's eternal. This belonging is an eternal thing. It is not just like it's going to come to an end. It doesn't come to an end. It is the beginning of everything into the future, belonging. So you may be looking in, you may be wondering, and I think the question was raised, if you're not quite there at that point, you're just saying, I'm not quite sure. I'm sorry we don't have more visitors here this morning, but it would have been a good space for them just to know what it's really like to belong to something as precious as this. So you may be looking in, and look in deep, and look in and go for it. Go for it. I don't think you need to even like hesitate around this. There's so much testimony around it, and you heard this morning from different perspectives, different things that help them to know that they belong in life, you know. So I belong on earth. What's your purpose on earth? To belong. That's your purpose on earth, actually, to belong. And then I wanted to speak to those who may be looking back, that we've lost something of the belonging. Just looking back, like you get comfortable with just being in your own space, you're just being comfortable, or maybe struggling with something that has really burdened you, and you look back and you say it was better then than it is now. Because we belong, I can invite you back there. I can invite you back into that place, and that is my desire for you this morning, that you would be back in the place. I belong. I can love you. Even if I don't know you, I can love you. It's easy for me to use the words, but it has some meaning to it, because it's not just words. It is a sense that I belong. And I belong to you, and you belong to me. So, Mike, we're going to land it there from me. You good? Put it in place. We're going to pray together. So maybe if you are this morning just struggling a little bit, let's all stand. If you are struggling a little bit this morning about belonging, something that is missing in your portfolio of belonging, whether it's just I feel lonely, remember that God wants to join the lonely to family. We've said often enough that this is family. This is family. This is a family that we live in and enjoy and experience from day to day. So is there anybody that is really feeling like, maybe just a renewal space for me, just need to get back there again? I've lost something of that sense of belonging. I feel a bit out of it, alone. I feel alone. In the midst of a crowd, I feel alone. Anyone? Really? I would presume that all of us here this morning know the Lord, but I would also like to invite you in if you don't know, and come into that space. So I'm going to pray for you, and maybe you can just grab the hand of the person next to you.